Okay, so you steal this woman, and then you're like, I got to do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that, so I should have learned my lesson, because that relationship ended really poorly.
No way.
Yeah.
That's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
This relationship is doomed.
A lousy bastard.
Get out of here.
We were on the plane.
I'm your girlfriend, you know, you should trust me.
Well, hey, y'all, it's Lace.
And it's Catherine, and this is an episode of Cheaties Podcast.
Tell them what kind of episode it is.
We got a guest today, an in-studio guest. This guest joined us in Atlanta, Georgia, during the Laughing Skull Festival. A friend of ours, his origin story was in Denver. And he is now moved to New York.
Yep.
He's so funny.
So funny. I mean, one of the, like, and we say this all the time about so many guests, but literally one of the funniest people in conversation, like the way this dude's brain works, blows my mind. We went off on so many different tangents. It was so great.
Yeah, he's what I would call great, hilarious. This is no knock to any comic on stage. This isn't saying because you're this, you're not that. But he's what I would call one of those green room comics.
Yes.
You know, you love when you learn a green room because it's like, oh, it's about to be Riff City. It's about to be Silly Billy time. They're so funny just chilling in a green room with him.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we were lucky to get him. It was so good. We covered so many topics. Yeah, y'all are going to love it. Okay, so before we get into the episode, Catherine, where are you going to be live? Where can the people come and see you do some comedies?
Houston, Texas, this weekend, December 8th and 9th, I'm at the Riot Comedy Club. Have you done that yet, Lace?
I haven't, no.
Oh my God, no. They would love you. Dude, you gotta do that. It's so fun.
I wanna do it.
Oh, it is. If you're in Houston, if you ever visit, you gotta go see this place.
I already love Houston, yeah.
Oh, it's
Wait, is it a newer club?
Yeah, it's not franchised, so it's not like your typical club. It's so fun, though. It sounds like a bar show, but it's not. It's at the top of this bar, and they just revamped it too, like gave it a facelift. And it's like it's everything. It's the best thing about clubs without the stuffiness of a club. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it's like independently ran. It's like very indie kind of, but I did shows there probably almost a whole year ago, and they were some of my first like shows when I started touring that I was like, oh, I can do this. This is fun.
Yeah.
The crowds are so fun. So I'm there, and then I head over to San Antonio that Sunday, December 10th at LOL Comedy Club.
Nice.
And then Lace is joining me in Louisville, Kentucky. Have you heard us talk about this yet?
Probably not.
I am recording a special. December 23rd, that's a Saturday. But Lace is hopping on the shows with me. We're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, December 21st through the 23rd at Louisville Comedy Club. Look, I pushed it, and people started selling or buying tickets to the shows. Listen, yes, Lace, they bought tickets for Thursday and Friday. Have they bought tickets for Saturday for the actual taping that I'm putting a lot of freaking money into? No, and that's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. But if you would like to come,
it's gonna be fine. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm gonna suggest buying Saturday tickets before anything else, and then.
We'll do is we will threaten people's lives in person on the 21st and 22nd, and we will make sure that they can't leave the building unless they agree to come back on Saturday and bring two friends. So we're going to multi-level market your tickets for your Saturday show. That's
and what fake
we're
laugh.
Do.
And fake laugh. Fake yes. laugh. For yes. This, for the, yes. For the jokes they already know are coming.
Exactly.
It's all good. And then 2024, we're already Tampa, Toronto. I got DC. I've got some Detroit shows. I've forgotten to push those because I'm still pushing this special. But those are coming up. What do you have?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and start with the one you just advertised. Y'all, I'm going to be on those shows, like Catherine just said. So make sure you buy tickets Saturday, December 23rd to Louisville, Kentucky to go see her record her special. So we'll all be there. So definitely put that on your calendars. And then let's see what I got. In Atlanta, if you're around an old ATL area this week, I got a few fun little things. The 7th, I am co-hosting with the very funny Walker Hayes. She's got this running show she used to do in New York called Fuck, Marry, Kill, and she's bringing it to Atlanta one night only. It is very silly, very funny. Come out to the show, y'all. It's like a full crowd work show. You never know what's going to happen, and we're giving away crazy prizes to the audience. So it's just all night long prizes. I'm giving away a free class to my Laugh Lab class. That is a $550 class that I am giving away to somebody in the audience. And she's giving away a trip, I think like a trip to Mexico or something. It's something crazy. We've got all of these sponsors that are giving away all these prizes. So if you just come, have fun in the audience, drink, yell out some stuff at the comedians. And but yeah, it's at the Punchline in Atlanta, December 7th, Fuck, Marry, Kill. You better come. It's the show to not miss. And then Friday or Saturday night, the 9th, I'm headlining the Catherine. I can't right now. I am headlining. I did not know the name of the venue or what this place was until well after I said yes, y'all. It's a brewery in Cumming. It's called the Freedom Brew and Shine. And is there a giant American flag behind you on the stage? Of course. Is it also a combination brewery, gun range, and Christian bookstore? You damn sure bet it is. So please come out to that show, everybody. On December 9th, the things that I'm...
Dude,
you're opening
for
Burke Kreischer and David Spade, and I'm in a combination gun range, Christian bookstore, and brewery.
What did I tell you?
Sperm, Georgia. What?
Our last episode. It's coming true. I said, who you are in your essence is the opposite of the audience that you attract. And it's just going to keep, it's going to be a snowball effect. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until you put on, listen, hear me out. Eventually you're going to be huge. You're going to be doing arenas, Lace, and you're going to come out. You're going to come out in an American flag pilgrim dress with a bonnet on.
Sure.
And you're going to do your bits. And then afterwards, mm-hmm. you get off stage and you walk around naked with only a tampon in. And you go and donate all the show proceeds to abortion clinics. And it's going to it's hilarious to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just going to walk around naked, only wearing all of my feminist tattoos.
Yeah.
And, we're going to see. Life is short, you know? You got to do what you got to do, you know? Use your talents.
Let me say this. What you described is... That might not be bad. Those might be good people, you know? Listen.
I'm not saying they're not good people.
There's guns in the Bible. That's why they have that. That's why they have that. There are straight people with guns in the Bible. And that's why you have to have a Christian bookstore gun mm-hmm. show comedy club.
Mm-hmm. Beer and guns. Because what goes well with Christian books than beer and guns? You know, that's always ended up well for everyone involved.
I love opinions and guns. That's what I would call that club. Christian opinions and guns.
So anyway, y'all come up there and keep me from getting murdered in the parking lot at this show. So yeah, that's going to be the 9th. And then I've got several holiday private gigs in betwixt, so can't advertise those. But then, I am headlining Scruffy City Hall. It's this really cool venue in Knoxville, Tennessee on December 20th. And then I pop over to Louisville the 21st through the 23rd, as we've already said. And then big, big show that I need everyone to buy tickets to. It's my birthday show. It is, I'm headlining The Strand in Marietta's Square on December 29th. So if any of that made any sense to y'all, if you had your calendars out, then please write those down. If not, you can always find our dates at katherineblanford.com and lacelarabee.com. And without any further ado, y'all are going to absolutely love this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy our interview with
Ben Bryan.
Hey, listener, you're about to hear a really juicy cheating story. Names and locations may have been changed to protect the guilty. We're not licensed therapists or lawyers. Hell, we barely have a driver's license. We're just two broke comedians who've been through some shit. And this alleged story is one-sided. If you know another side, please call our emergency redemption hotline at 888-STABBY-8. And yes, that is a real number. Now sit back, relax, and pour yourself a bowl of cheaties.
We have Denver's finest, very funny fella, Ben Bryant, in the house. Hello.
Hi, everybody. I never know when podcasts are introducing, so I'm so glad that we had a fun riff out there and it wasn't too insane to start. When did that start? Whatever.
Days ago.
Okay. Days ago.
Sometimes I go on other podcasts and I'm just chatting and then I see where the podcast started and I'm like,
were you not going to tell?
In the middle of the podcast, then I think we started and I put my hand in my bra and I adjust everything and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. And that's 15 minutes.
And they're like, tell everybody where to follow, you.
If you're adjusting your bra for 15 minutes, that's the Patreon you need to make. We were talking about this before.
It's once less again. Adjusting, more just itching.
Yeah, let's be honest.
You guys need a bra sponsor.
It's very itchy.
Are you tits itchy as fuck? You can't podcast without itchy tits in this town.
Is it more of a? I said this last night. I never was bothered by people itching until I started doing a podcast with Lace. She's got this.
I have
nasty
a sun allergy.
Skin.
Well, it's not right now, so you can't see it. See, it looks great. But on our episodes, it's
half podcast, just half ASMR of Lace flaking skin.
I'm glad that I have my water and so close.
Yeah, they get covered in blisters, very itchy blisters.
Lotion doesn't help.
No. So itchy. And then they'll pop them open and they'll seep.
While she's looking at me talking about spewing her emotions. And she's just like, and that's when my father looked at me, and it's like.
She's giving her all. She's truly giving heart, swelling.
This is swelling. It is. It does swell.
That's putting it all out on the table. You're really bleeding for your emotion.
So does Catherine. I don't know if you've noticed what she's brought with her to this
recording. I thought you were doing a period joke.
I brought a little foreign object into the podcast today.
I don't think people would notice it until you point it out, which I respect that you're doing like an Eminem 8 Mile thing where you're like, if I say it, they can't like, but
they
it really
can't say
doesn't.
It first.
Yeah, it doesn't look that.
Okay. My favorite is when she stretches it out and then shows us and it cracks open. So during the first episode we recorded today.
The first one, Lace is like, we have like Madison Sinclair on. She's adorable. She's just so cute. And she's talking about like when she realized she was gay and how she likes women. And I'm like, what kind of woman? And
like
Lace looks over.
Like a real thin blonde. And I look at Catherine.
And you go,
I could get smaller for you, Madison.
She goes, your fever blister's bleeding. And I go, no, it's just like a red blister.
And she goes, it's bleeding. It was pouring blood, just DNA, just coming out of her face. And I was like, and she, no, she's just listening to the story, dripping.
No.
Fucking blood down her lip.
And then I go, when did you know you're not gay anymore?
Was it this exact moment? Right here?
Was it now?
That's powerful. You're carrying conversion therapy around with you.
I know.
Either way.
Some sort of therapy would be nice to help that blister. I don't know what it needs to be.
I don't know why I get such bad fever blisters.
It's made multiple appearances on the podcast over the years.
It's the same one it moves locations?
Oh, it comes back into that spot every single time.
Yeah. And I love when, this is so bad. I was in LA before this and I got a thing framed art. I have so much money now. And
same.
I got art framed. I got a piece framed.
Wow.
And the woman, I don't know. Listen, I'm just going to say she was little and she was cute and she was just trying so hard to just be friendly to me, and she didn't address it, but she
try
was
not
like,
to make eye contact
she,
with it.
She had her, she was starting to talk to me in my eyes, and then she, her hand, I don't think she even realized it, came up and went over her nose, and she was like, oh, okay, thank you so much for coming in, thank you so much, with her hand over
like
her nose.
She was covering it for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was just like I think her body was
she
just
was having
like, oh,
sympathy pain.
Oh yes, my God.
What a truly empathetic person.
Yeah. She was. And never let the hand down the whole time. She goes, goodbye, have a great day.
Maybe she just thought you had COVID. Maybe she just didn't want
was
you
that,
to breathe near her.
She didn't want it.
She didn't
her.
Want it. She
no.
didn't want it. And I gave
it's
it to her.
It's airborne.
And I know she definitely wanted cash. And then I was like, I have cash. And she was like, we're doing just credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like,
just no.
There's a sign behind her that says cash only. Yeah. And she's like, no, just Venmo is fine.
Yeah.
How do you?
She's back there making a Venmo account. She's creating one so you can
yeah,
bank.
We're doing
yeah, the handle is, hold tight, let me, so bank routing number, put that. Okay, yeah, if you could just touchless.
Yeah, touchless.
All touchless.
Free frames today, actually, as long as you promise to never come back.
And if it's, you could open the door with your butt on the way out, if you could just do that. Just
what?
Butt
I know it's a pull door, but please.
I know, oh, guys.
Please. How does it, what triggers it?
This one was I shared nasal spray nastiness. With another young gentleman.
She thinks that's what it is, but I don't think that's it.
I think it's
did
just.
Did you like grate it? Again,
have you ever
it?
Had a fever blister?
Yeah, they usually come on my lips though.
So
yeah,
I get them in my nose too, oh, like her. But mine will get inside, like the inside of my nose. And from what I understand from the doctor is that it will follow the same path every single time. So if you've had one before, that's why they always come back to the same place. And sometimes. Oh. They'll find a new path.
That's what this came from.
Every now and then. And guess where you can get them? I probably told you this. I'll tell you this.
Toilet
in your
seats.
Eyeball?
In your eyeball.
You can?
You can get them. You can get fever blisters in your fucking eyes. Mm. Happened to a friend of mine. And she's like, yeah, the doctor said, like, for whatever reason, it didn't choose the nose path. It chose, because she or lip, because she gets stars on her lip. It chose her eye.
And now she can see chlamydia.
And now she can see chlamydia. Do you think that's what, like,
I
back
can
in the
see
day,
chlamydia.
Do you think truly, now that the rain is here, do you think, seriously, this is a genuine question, it's 1820, but I was still me with this, would they burn me at the stake?
Can you read?
Well, no, yes. Because I think
they're
you would already
you
have been
eating.
Burnt. They're like, someone already tried to burn her.
They're like, oh, she survived death of the devil.
So
this is my Harry Potter scar. They're like, she made it through.
I think everyone was just probably rocking a face full of mouth sores, like just a face full
yeah.
of fever blisters. And
yeah, they were just
open
out
wounds.
Of the plague, not two.
Yeah, they
yeah.
maybe 300 years before.
Maybe 300 yeah, years yeah. before. But yeah, they didn't have medicines and stuff. So I think everyone had something just... open.
If you had it like here and here, then yeah, you're a witch. But here, I don't know, you could just be like, yeah, I smell God or whatever.
I smell God. I just had the, I did a show in Beverly Hills on Wednesday night.
Who's the headliner, that? Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
No, it was a charity show
for
girls that can't afford new noses.
They just assumed yours was a recent botched job.
Yeah, yeah. It was so sad. They can't get work. And so so I come
if
in and
they were
like,
thinner,
no!
If they were thinner, they
and,
could.
Dude, I was, it was the hottest girls. It like truly was like hot girl comic show. Like I was... they were like, when I showed up, they're like, we didn't know we let boys on the show. It was, and I am adorable. I know.
I know.
I am. Mm-hmm. I was so
especially right
busted.
Now.
And one of the girls is a professional model, like gorgeous. No, two of them are professional models. And then Tiffany Haddish was on it. And then Brittany Farland was on it, who's married to Tommy Lee. So, imagine how gorgeous she has to be.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We took so many pictures, and no matter how hard I tried to be in the middle, I got ousted to the end of the
everything. Why don't we change the arrangement again? So, okay, all the tall people to the side.
You lived your
everybody,
joke.
Yeah, everybody, yeah, yeah. Okay, everybody that's bleeding on the end. Let's have the girls, and then let's have the boy girl right there on the end.
Catherine, could you stand near the door for the light?
Yeah.
Could you get closer to the door? You're all over there. Yeah.
Did they
yeah,
let
it takes
you...
the gleam off of your blood.
Did they let you, like, perform without like a Quasimodo like cloak on?
They definitely did really insist on me going last, and I believe that was to not share the mic with anyone.
That's exactly why. That is 1,000%.
Tiffany Haddish was like, "No, I don't have to go last. I will go before or never, not near here." Her on a lineup.
I'm gonna go micless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been practicing this thing where I don't use a mic.
Did those poor girls get their noses?
Well, yeah, I think we did raise enough money for one nose, but another girl's, it was going to be too much work for one show. Mm. We were going to have to do a couple charity shows for her schnoz. Yeah,
bones are so expensive.
Yeah. It's hard. It's tough. No, it was a really, it was a fun show, but they were like, it was like, oh, if they like gyrated their shoulders, you're like, they're having a good time because they're so a lot.
But it's because it's all the fillers
so
and the work,
and also empty inside, so they don't have a lot they don't have a lot to come out. But if a little shake comes out, you're like,
it
all
could
right.
just be hunger tremors.
I'm sure you did great.
Yeah, it's hard to listen when you're hungry.
Yeah,
like to backtrack to the anxiety thing. It's interesting you say it's from the stomach because so many of my like anxious thoughts come from, or my anxiety comes from my gay thoughts, more so than my stomach.
So well, is that from the semen that's in your stomach?
Yeah. No, like you swallowed it. You swallow the semen,
right?
And then the semen soaks back into your brain, and you start getting anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From your gut.
Brain sperm.
We'll be right back with Dr. Blanford.
Yeah.
It's like brain worms, but brain sperms.
Brain sperms.
Yeah.
That's what we call
it.
Your anxiety.
It goes through the same route.
That's right. And sometimes it can pick a new route, and it'll pick your butthole. That's how you become gay.
I don't understand why people like swallowing. Like why men are so much like swallowing the fuck. I want to need a bitch that swallows. Like, first of all, gross. And
wait.
Also, like, personally, I don't know about you guys. I like to like see my work. You know, like I think you gotta go spitting over swallowing.
Hold on.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say you let them see your work. That's why you just come on people.
Yeah.
And you don't want to come in their mouth, but you want it to go there and then see it again.
You want to regurgitate.
You
want them
to
baby bird it. Do you? Wait, what?
You want to know your audience has seen it.
Sure.
And then you want to be like.
Now let me see what I did.
Put in this measuring cup. We're going to put it on the chart.
On the chart. What are we having?
We're going to put it on the growth chart.
And you go.
On the wall.
Yeah, you go, you added some spit to this, didn't you?
That's very sweet
you're
of you.
You're just trying to
I'm not going to get better unless you're honest. Thank you. You think you're helping and it's.
But I see the bubbles. I see the bubbles and those are not my bubbles.
That's right. That's right.
These are definitely your bubbles. These are your throat bubbles. These are not my pee-pee bubbles.
My pee-pee bubbles.
I got a lot of air in my urethra. Doctors are. Worried.
You know you're supposed to push that out first. It's like a syringe. You're supposed to push out the air.
Really? Oh. No.
Out of your tank.
It goes like this. I'm ready.
It sounds like the beginning of that Snoop Dogg song.
That's basically what condoms are.
Yeah.
You gotta like. And then.
You gotta squeeze it out. Yep.
Oh yeah, you have to tie it off.
Oh my God.
That's gonna be weird.
My philosophy behind spitting and swallowing, hey mom, is.
Does the podcast not go this dirty? Did I?
It does. No, it
has. It's about cheating.
It's about cheating.
Did you know
so
it's
we've
about
heard
cheating?
Lots of stuff.
Well, so.
What did you think it was about?
I thought this podcast was. It's called Cheaties, as we all know, this deep in. I thought it was called Chinese. I thought we were coming on to talk about China and Chinese people.
Sure.
We are. We've been
only lovingly. Because we know you're listening,
no,
China.
No, we're in the. We're in the Mulan era now of its world history.
Yeah.
It's Chinese
so we're just
history.
Going through Chinese. Yeah, we started with the Khan, the Genghis, right?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan. Yeah. We started
which
there.
I thought, let's be honest, was a rapper.
Great
damn,
rap
that'd be a
name.
Sick name.
Fucking sick rap
I
name.
I always
though.
Heard Genghis Khan.
Because he fucking kills the game.
And I didn't know what it was, man. But I was like, it's good. I would hear just Genghis. I would, people would
You're
whisper
just
it.
Hearing Genghis Khan a lot?
At brunch.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's walking by, they'd be like, Genghis Khan. And I'd be like, what?
You grew up in the most racist yet educated brunch environment. Oh my God, that's the leader of the Mongolians.
It was like, yeah, it was that. And then what was Hitler's book?
Mein Kampf.
He'd say, yeah, they struggle. Go, do you want Genghis Kong or Mein Kampf with your mimosa? We'd go.
Mm. It's such a Mein Kampf. It's such a
decide. He's been through it. I've been through it.
But I genuinely always heard Genghis Kong, and I was like, Khan. My brain, Genghis Khan?
Khan, yeah.
My Kong. Brain was just like, it's got to be it's an artist. That's got to be an artist's name. And I
the
just
artist assumed, was actually Hitler. Is what you're thinking of.
The artist was Hitler?
Yeah, he was an artist.
He was a failed art student, mm-hmm. and then he got into politics
that's why I got
pretty
so
soon
mad.
After. Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen to all these open mic comics?
I don't think they have the drive.
Yeah, you're
no,
right.
No, they don't.
Because he was
they
like applying
to up. You got to get up before 3 p.m. to be a solid genocider.
Yeah.
You got to really.
There are a weird amount of like hardcore right-wing people who are like failed comics, and now they're like, well, there's this easier path, and I'm going
to
just
and
like,
that's Austin,
that's the
Texas.
Same way to do
yeah.
it. It's the same way. Yeah. It's very similar.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Genghis Khan.
So
is
we started there, but now we're talking Mulan. Yeah.
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 Did you have a Chinese?
Did you prepare a Chinese story for us?
I was really just kind of waiting on tone for what you guys wanted. I don't know if we're like TikTok good.
Yes.
Or if we're like, we gotta take them down.
And we're negative TikTok.
Since they're gonna
because,
be ruling us.
Yeah.
Because next year's presidential election is gonna be a nightmare.
TikTok
so,
good. We love Genghis Khan.
We do we?
I went too far.
I'm Chinese now.
That's good. That's
I'm not going to do the voice on top of the thing because this podcast is going to go to a lot of people.
A lot of people.
But just know that I am now Chinese and
that's
I love this country. I love it long time. And
I love
Sichuan
it.
Sichuan province. I don't know more. Mulan, what a girl, what a boy. The first. Genderqueer Disney, and they don't talk about this.
They talk about
the little dragon and the songs about being a man. And I don't know. More riffs beyond that, because I don't want to go too racist on a publicly recorded thing. If this was after a show, I'd be lighting it up, I'll tell you that. I would be. We would all be in trouble. You'd be in trouble for hearing it.
That's so good. That's so good. I love a good Trump impersonation. That was
thank
good
you.
One.
I just stole James Austin Johnson's. He figured out. He's so
his is
goddamn
fucking,
good.
I mean,
is
it's
he SNL guy?
Sanity. Yes.
Yeah.
His is per. I mean, it is. It's more Trump than Trump is.
It's unfathomable.
It's
he's so good.
Insanity. Okay. Speaking of Trump, this leads us into cheating stories. So,
Chinese. Well, the fact of the matter is, men cannot cheat. That is girls yeah. only. Only girls can cheat. Men are just doing business.
We blame it on the Chinese girls.
Doing business.
Chinese girls. I will be honest. I didn't even know they had vaginas down there. I thought it was one of those little boxes that you get take out in. It has four labia, one here, and you get in for a little bit, and then you're horny 2 hours later. And all right, there. Okay,
they
too
are
much.
Called vaginas.
They're vaginas.
That was good. And I'm done.
I had so many more riffs,
you have to tell us your cheating story as Trump.
So there I am crying in a Denver diner.
just being really. That's my like picking at scale. Yeah. I just go into a voice.
It's just funny you brought that up because I don't even know. I'm doing it now because you're talking mm-hmm. about it, but I'm not even itching right now. But I forget. I catch myself doing. I just mindlessly. Well, and I'll sit my hand up like this.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Just stretch,
you do it composed.
And I didn't even...
You do it like a true lady.
Like yeah. a southern lady.
With open blisters. Just
yes.
a fancy southern
yes,
lady.
Judging everyone else.
With
she sits,
pussy
she sits perched,
hands.
Judging while,
yes.
while
just get a
opening
just
her
get
new blisters.
Yeah, but I'm yes. allergic to them. And the sun, as
then you're
going to
have fucking fucked up hands.
Yeah,
yeah I know. Okay, all right. You said you had a couple. I know a little bit. You don't know. He gave me a little taste of what he's going to tell us, which this is a side we don't get to hear a ton.
I love. Well, so... you gave me one sentence last night, and I
oh well,
okay,
then
so
maybe
you
already know. Okay,
no,
okay.
You just said it's a. I'm okay being the villain, is all you said last night.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I didn't know if you guys were going to come on and be like, cheating, cool. Like, you know, same thing with China, cheating, cool,
sure, cheating, yeah,
cheating,
bad. Yeah, it's neutral.
Okay. Yeah, no,
it's
whatever China likes.
It's whatever you like, China. Whatever you like.
What are they?
Racist? I think so.
What does
I didn't bow.
Do they still have the one child policy?
No.
Okay. I think in the probably not.
No,
legally.
I think they opened that up because they were like, we need more people.
I don't know, that long ago. Okay, so yeah, tell us.
Yeah. So the last like several, I hadn't even quite realized the pattern that it was until I was thinking about this and what I was going to talk about on here.
Wow.
Last like several like longer term, like, you know, more than like 3 months, like relationships that I've been in. The woman has cheated to be with me.
So you were the mistress.
You know, I mean, you could call it the bull.
Mistress.
Is that what it's called?
No, that's a
cuckolding. We've been trying to figure out.
That's a more
like.
That's right.
The male that's doing the action while the cuck watches?
Yes.
Is cuck mean?
I think it's just descriptive.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't.
That is the role.
I wouldn't call your dad like a cuck or anything.
Yeah, we could.
Oh,
all right. Come on, legs.
Okay.
So you're the.
We have been trying to figure out what is that word for the male. It's. I mean, we just go with side piece, but what is that? There is no term. There is no masculine term for that. It's only put on the women. Mistress.
Side piece is probably the closest to even gender neutral, more so than being.
It is.
Yeah, they just call
what is
it,
that?
They just
for a man.
Like for a man, it's just like a boyfriend. It.
Yeah, let's.
What did you say?
I feel like
we can invent it.
Oh, I thought you we invented the mistress.
Oh, no. That would like. Who did? Maybe
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan had a lot of mistresses.
Or concubines.
Dead.
That was like a classic. Yep. Was, you know, it's like you have like the empress and then you got like, yo, fucking,
yeah,
I'm the emperor. I need to have a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Concubines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once again, though, all to describe women.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's always women upon whom sexual shame is
sure, always.
Put,
yes. I guess it's called, to go on to your Trump riff, it is businessman, I think.
Yeah, just
it's a, just it's an intern.
Just a pimp ass player, dude.
Yeah, it's a player.
They call you Ja Rule, dude. They call you T-Pain shit.
just a pimp ass player. So anyway,
yeah, there's
there's
no name, but you just and you knowingly every single one knew you knew they had a.
Well, this is what I'm interested in. This is what I want the story. I want to know if he knew or didn't know.
So, like, also a lot of them have been like friends or also like people within like the comedy scene. So there's like a social element of like knowing these people for like a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm just like, oh, you're at the bar, you got a ring on. Great.
Let's Yeah.
Check.
So it's, and like these relationships are always usually like going poorly. It's not where I'm like, man, I mean,
that's generally what's happening. I mean, when
but I don't have like the game to like be like a home wrecker.
Sure.
But
so you're not out trolling for, like you said, trolling for married women, and you're not. That's not your MO is to do that. But how do you continue to find yourself in these?
You are constantly just being like, how is it going with Brian?
Yeah, I mean, that's just why, like, as a guy, you cannot have female friends or ask how they're doing because they'll just tell you, and then you have to.
And then you gotta fuck them.
And it's too much pressure for everybody. Yeah. It's a lot.
Then you gotta ask them to show their work. It's a
right. Yeah. And you go, maybe it's not going well because you did this and this and this wrong. And and you give them notes after.
I do.
You know what women love? Notes.
Yeah. Well, and they'll be like, oh, I'm having this problem. I'll be like, well, here's like a pragmatic solution. They'll be like, that's not what I'm looking for. And then like, I'll get like angry and I'll like yell at them like publicly.
And they're like, why am I suddenly attracted to you?
Yeah.
Are like, you criticizing me?
I didn't realize we were dating.
Oh my God. Wow. So I'll just blow you now, I guess.
It's kind of real though.
Yeah, it is a little. We're all healthy.
But the ways it's happened actually, like,
so it's happened consistently. So all your last several relationships started that way.
Yeah, one was like,
what was the first one?
She was, just like she was basically just like casually hooking up with, like, very casually hooking up with, like, a friend, a acquaintance of mine. Mm-hmm. And then I just asked her out, and then she kind of just, like, ended it.
Oh, okay.
And now, actually, that guy and I are, like, very good friends.
That's
like,
awesome.
And he's, credit to him, he was, like, far more normal about it, because he's just like, this is a hookup, I don't care.
Ah.
Okay, that was nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Of him.
Completely, because it was not, like, wonderful of me.
Sure. Well, yeah, because you said they were hooking up, and you asked her, you straight up asked her out. Well, so you knew what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be... Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, what did you think?
I was about to say, I asked her out, and it wasn't just a, like, fuck it, let's just a bunch of drink. You know, it was like, let's go on, like, a date because I, like you and stuff.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a, like, sporadic or, like, spur of the moment. She was not sporadic. You know, it wasn't, like, an impulse thing. It was, like, you know, I want to give this a genuine shot of sorts and, like, a date.
Yeah. Sure. Did you ask your buddy first?
No, because women aren't property. I don't need to ask his
permission. Right. Yeah. And he hadn't bought yet.
He was your friend, though.
He was an acquaintance and now a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you're friends.
Just clearing up. Not saying
bonded.
For property wise. Yeah. I'm saying for him just
for, like,
you knowing
code.
Him.
Right.
Just, yeah, bro code. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're just
okay.
Acquainted.
Got it. All right, just curious.
It's a good
just
question.
Just in case anybody was taking notes.
No, I'm getting defensive. Yeah. So that's how you know you're getting the real stuff.
But then you were like, "Ooh, that was your first klepto moment," and you're like, "I like to steal."
Maybe it's just like stealing. It's just fun to take shit.
Yeah,
which, by the way, I have your wallet, and
yeah, and a couple microphones are missing in your pocket. Okay.
And you've been sitting on a milk crate this whole time. I took the chair.
Holy shit!
You got
the Grinch,
right?
He Grinched us.
Here you go. We rented it, so.
Oh, that's great.
I rented my wallet, is what I mean. I have no money.
That's good. Yeah, maybe you stop renting wallets.
I rent it a little bit from an alleyway.
I keep giving it back with all my stuff inside.
Yeah.
I don't learn my lesson.
That's how he gets women. He steals their wallets, puts his information inside, and then they're like, oh my God.
It's
let me call
psychological.
Who owns this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wallet.
You want them to feel in debt and a little afraid, but also. Like, you've got a good control of the finances.
Have you ever
written
a book?
Let them know what's coming.
I wrote The Game, too. It's kind of a picture book.
Did you write Hitch? You seem like the mastermind behind Hitch.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. He's nervous because he did.
Yeah.
That's my cue for my FBI agent to extract me.
That's how they
okay, so you come. Steal this woman, and then you're like, I got to do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I should have learned my lesson, because that relationship ended really poorly.
No way.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
It ended with, like, threatening to stab me, and so we had, like, a big fight at a restaurant. It was
fun.
Yeah.
She threatened to stab you?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Why?
We love a stabbing.
Because we had been, like, having some conflicts about, like, perception of, like work and, like, scheduling and stuff, because she was like, I'm, like, very much, like, taking pride in, like, these things that I'm doing and stuff, and it's like, I'm a very hard worker, and I was like, you're not, like... You're putting yourself up for exploitation. It's not like hard work and stuff. And it just, like, kept going. And she was like, very prideful of that stuff. And she was like, and, you know, again, the relationship was already, like, going poorly. And it just got to a point where she's like, don't fucking say that. I'm like, if you say that again, I'll fucking stab you. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was.
God damn.
It wasn't fully about the thing I said. It was just about all the other, like, tensions,
sure.
like, leading up
so
to
she,
it.
Did she pitch you a premise? And you're like, here's the holes in the premise. And she goes,
no.
I'm going to put a hole in you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she. Her perception of, like, hard work versus mine versus, like, effective work, and, like, where she was, like, doing things that would, like...
You were telling her work harder, or work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, right? Because, like, the work she was doing was, like, putting her in, like, bad situations in, like, multiple ways. And it was, and also, like, us. And, but it was also something she, like, you know, she was, like, a former, like, grad student and stuff, or, you know, she graduated through it. So, you know, she doesn't let that, like, academic thing of, like, I gotta really...
Grind.
You know, I'm a fucking nerd. That's what I live. And again, there was just, like, other stuff behind it,
it's
too.
It's never just that. Yeah.
I love that it goes to stabbing, though. That's very fun.
Well, we were at a restaurant. So I think she was just like, all right, what weapons do I have
There's
nearby?
Knives.
Which, you know, that's that's college. That's it teaches you to think on your
feet.
Yeah,
it really does.
She's a great improviser.
Yeah, she was doing stand up, and then she moved to New York, and then quit mercifully. So now when I move out there in a week, I'm not gonna interact.
You won't.
With her,
you won't run
great.
Into her.
Yeah. Are you moving in a week? Really?
I am moving to New York in
oh
a
my
week.
Gosh. Yeah.
Probably
okay.
by the time this pod comes out, I'll already be there.
Well, that is the truth. You will.
There's
we'll
gonna be so
to,
women,
wow.
to, so many women to steal there. Mm-hmm. People love
so
stealing.
Many unhappy people.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait.
A lot of sad ladies. So good luck. A
lot of pickpocketing.
It's gonna be great.
Okay. How did you steal the next one?
On. Yeah. So then the next one.
That was it. Was like a loose steal. So like she'd already like broken up with this guy, a comic again. But he like I didn't fully know about it because like they both like kept it pretty like down low. And also it was like a scene like a little bit away from where I'm at in Denver.
Yeah.
And
Fort
then,
Collins.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's another comic. It's kind of close to Denver.
Yeah, it's not. It's not Colorado Springs. It's not Pueblo. So. I don't think Colorado Springs has. No, they have like two women comics.
Oh, good for them.
That's yeah. their max.
That's yeah, they deport
two,
them.
Two women almost equal one male comic. So right. they're yeah, they're yeah. on their way. Yeah. They're on their way. What are we?
That was just pocket. There's no way. I could
there's so much
that.
Other stuff in the pocket.
I know, right? Yeah, was that then, my phone that just fell out of your pocket? God damn it, man.
Could you check if I have any text messages?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything your agent sent, I've just been forwarding to my email. So. Doing a benefit in Santa Monica for surfers who need
more
feet.
Wax.
Need feet. I was going to say who need a shelter because that's what most of those do.
Yeah, we haven't made a teepee out of the surfboards. And he just had like a weird confrontation with me about like a pen once, and I like later found out. That he found out I was like then like dating this gal, because it was just like an open mic sign up, and he's like, "Do you have a pen?" I was like, "No, I don't." He's like, "Well, fuck you then," and like storm off. I was like, I didn't even know who he was, so I was just like,
"He'd been holding that in."
Well, that was weird.
And then you go, "Shouldn't have done that." And then long con.
yeah, no, I do not. God,
I don't have a pen, but I do have your girl.
That's right. Ooh. That's right. Yeah, if I need a pen, I'll just call her. She'll drive down here. I'll take an hour 15. But in an hour 15, oh, you're going to be burned.
We're going to get you.
I was talking with somebody like a week ago, and they're like, you hold a lot of grudges. And I was like, yeah, I'm wronged a lot. So that's all.
Sounds like you do some wronging, too.
Yeah. It's a lot of comics.
It's just what's like in my social circle.
Yeah.
Sure.
But like, I'm pretty good with like getting on the apps and like hooking up and stuff. But I've never actually like
good.
Made like a successful like relationship from that.
Sure.
From the app,
that's gotta be tough. Because you have to know people and be around people, and that's just easier.
I think so, and I think
for
also my poisonous personality.
No, it's very knowledgeable. Well, you share a lot of life hacks with people, and that's beneficial to be around.
But you know who's looking for that is men, not women. Women don't want life hacks. Women know life hacks. Women know to like seal the bread and stuff. Men don't know.
Seal the bread.
We create what?
Like tie it off.
Pinterest.
You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We know life hacks.
Yeah.
Okay. So second one was a kind of steal. It was a loose steal, not a real steal. What about the next one?
The next one, that was like the most.
Just keep asking,
I
love
about
it. The next
and then the next
one.
And then the next one.
And then the next
deal.
What about
that? Was like the most substantial and also the most like recent. Mm-hmm. She'd been in like a 5-year like long-term relationship. Mm. And he was like making her very unhappy. And it was like kind of a whack situation all around because he like had like a slight disability, like, but that he like really, really played it up to the point where he's like, you need to be like my full time caretaker, and I like can't have a job,
no.
And like she would have to like drive him to a point and just do everything, do the shopping, and like, you know,
was he a comic too, or she was?
She was a comic.
Oh, okay.
And
I was gonna say that
so
that
tough.
Was probably his disability.
Oh, his disability was a comic.
You go, there
was two disabilities?
Okay, all right. Well, this is bullshit.
Wait, that's crazy.
So that's
they
some,
start
like,
dating
backwards
and then
Munchausen feels like.
Yeah. She's also got like
self sick.
She's got a few like disabilities of her own, like not sleep apnea, oh my God, narcolepsy and some other stuff that it's not my like thing to share. Mm-hmm. So like they like bonded on that when like they were like early into the relationship. But he just like increasingly became like a leech and like very much a drain on just like everything. And like he wouldn't go out or like be fun. And it's also like first time I bought her dinner, it just like blew her mind because it's like, you know, fucking piece of shit can't do that.
Yep.
And I'd say he's a piece of shit because of his like behavior, not because of his disability. So like to skip ahead a little bit here.
Just being real clear here.
Yeah.
There's a shitty guy with a disability. Okay, folks. Right.
So he gets kicked out. Of the house once they break up, and he moves back to Chicago with his family, and he like immediately has a job and stuff. So he could have, he could have been doing it all along. Yeah, which I mean, there's no way to like know that in the moment, but you know, she did. And we'd been friends for like
I have seen this Madea movie.
That's all I was. I was the gardener, the shirtless gardener to come in.
You were just outside, just always gardening through the window. She's looking at his ass and just him mooching, and then she just peers out of the window, and there you are.
Yeah. You're like
just raking, raking up all the cell phones you stole from other people. Just going through.
I'm gonna open a pawn shop.
So you're like you're like the Deadpool. You know what I mean? Like you're kind of a hero, but so
anti-hero.
Yeah,
you're like such an anti-hero.
But so tell me this though: before she kicked him out, when did that relationship? When was the inception of that relationship?
Well, so her and I had been like friends for like a very long time as well, and you know she tells me about all these things because like very clearly affecting a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And eventually she gets to a point where she's like, you know, I've been like thinking about opening up the relationship with him. And I'm like, great, whatever, do that. Because honestly, it's one of those things where someone's like, I'm thinking about opening up the relationship. It's like, great, skip ahead 2 months. This thing's over.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's been talking about it and she's finally like, okay, I opened up the relationship. I was like, okay, cool. And she's like, well, I don't know who I'm going to have sex with. And I was like, all right, I can read the signal.
I got the limit.
Wait, did it really happen? Like, did she look at you in the eyes and be like, oh, do I have sex with?
That's so crazy. How do I find a guy?
It was a little more coy from both of us than that. But like,
but she definitely wanted to have it with you.
Yes. Wow. But I think...
She gave a full description. He was just a guy who, I don't know, blue eyes.
Maybe somebody like runs a scam like, in like a church like, basement.
Yeah.
It does a really good Donald Trump.
Yeah, a Chinese Donald Trump.
You look great tonight. I'm going to treat you better than he did. I'll tell you that. I am going to take you to the best Chick-fil-A. It's only a few miles away from here if we take your car. My car is not working. One of the tires was flat.
Not my fault. Your fault.
Not your fault. I broke it driving to save your ass, but now I will buy you one honey pimento chicken sandwich. No drink, no fries. You can get a water.
So she says it, you're thinking it, y'all do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And then eventually that just wakens her up to freedom.
Exactly. Yeah, actually. Because she'd like been pretty... And it's one of those things that only comes like retroactively. She had been like a lot more miserable in the relationship. Also, they hadn't had sex in 2 years.
Yeah.
Was it? Did he know it was an open relationship?
I think what happened is she floated the idea, and he was like,
"I love how this started." Like, I love how that started.
I guess.
When it's, I think so. Listen, it's a good start. Look. Let me explain more.
Yeah. You need to sit down.
Yeah. So she was like,
"You sit a while, around here." Anyway.
She whispered it while he was sleeping.
She had it playing on a tape.
Yeah,
very quietly.
No, they had like had a discussion. It was moving in that direction. I don't think he had like firmly been like, "Yeah, okay," and that was the thing. So like we like snuck around for like a week, and then she told him, and he was like, "Well, okay, well." Anyway, that's fine. Because he doesn't give a shit. They haven't been fucking for 2 years.
Right.
You know, he's
he doesn't want to
fucking...
get a job. He doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, so
it's too much to take on.
What does he give a shit?
Right.
And then, he was there for another, like, month or two just while, you know, because I was like, kick his ass out, which she probably did the right thing.
Yeah.
By, like, giving him a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then that just went on for, like, a year or so.
Okay, you're going to New York now. Are you looking for married women or what are your plans?
I'm looking for wealth now. I'm looking to get in the West Village. I don't care how it happens. I need to be good near good trains and good clubs. And if I can find, here's the problem, is there's not enough women at the top of the industry.
Sure.
And that limits my ability to fuck my way to the top. And that's wrong.
And that's why you're a feminist.
Yeah. Well, the top booker there is a woman. I don't know if she's married or not, and I shouldn't be talking about her.
Top booker, and
I don't want to say any more.
I think I know exactly.
And as soon as I started talking about it, I was like,
"You're like, stop talking.
I don't want to do it.
Stop talking."
Because I would love the opportunity to earn it the right way with you, top woman booker in New York.
Joan Rivers.
It's Joan Rivers.
It's Joan Rivers.
It's Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. She's still running the show from the grave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can't die. She's kept microplastics. It's actually little bits of Joan inside all of us.
It is. And everything is executive produced by Betty White. By the way, I was just, did I tell you this on the podcast? People that don't do comedy just assume Betty White was a comedian.
Was a comedian? Yeah. And we've talked about this.
I did a show in Tacoma, Washington, and I was, it was their second club they opened up. But it was really a brunch spot that they added a back room to. Mm. And they had, like, you know how comic clubs have, like, the, like, comics, like, old comics, like, the greats along the wall?
You okay?
I got choked up thinking about Betty.
Dude, it was like Robin Williams, Patrice O'Neill, Betty White. And I was like, oh, you inherited this job. You didn't watch a lot of stand-up comedy.
The guy from the Ernest Saves movies.
Yeah.
Oprah.
I love that one Oprah bit Varney. About bread.
Yeah, Jim Varney.
Jim Varney.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. So,
All right.
We have to, we need, you really are the true anti-hero.
You really are.
Yeah, I mean, I wish there was, I mean, I guess.
But I think you're doing a good service.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
I don't know. I don't think it's.
We're not mad about it.
But it doesn't lead to, like, there should be more conflict in that story for, like, a good narrative for the podcast, though.
No. That's neutral.
I guess it's just a
conversation.
We're
not going to help you out any further.
No.
Okay.
You've done what you've done.
You've dug your grave.
Yeah. Yeah. And you will sit in it here. While you're in your grave, give us. Let's ask him.
No, let me ask you some questions.
Yeah. Sure.
So you're moving to New York. Where are you relationship-wise now? You just said that you were looking for wealth, so are you single?
Yeah.
Put that out there for New York.
We just kind of had to end it while I moved, because that's not really particularly
fair. So was
fair
she the last one? That yeah. The one, this
yeah.
last story?
We still talk all the
sure.
time.
Sure. Okay, very cool. Very cool.
Yep, yeah, she's just in Denver, and I just have to go to New York to bomb in front of six people. And hope that the casting director for the SpongeBob movie is one of them.
Which is highly likely.
That'd be pretty
Wait,
cool.
Is she married?
Man,
no, she's getting divorced.
Man, if I could snipe Ariana.
She was married?
Yeah, she's getting divorced.
She was just dating Pete Davidson like 5 minutes ago.
No, she married somebody else and she's left him. And then the man she's leaving her husband for.
Ben Bryant.
Left
That's right.
Ben Bryant.
Thank you, Lace. Lace believes in me.
She's leaving for Ben Bryant. What? No, because they were doing a Broadway show together. He's leaving his wife, too. They were doing a Broadway show together.
How
but his Broadway show before that, he was, let's say it together, SpongeBob.
He was SpongeBob in the SpongeBob musical.
What?
Yeah.
Why are we not talking about this?
So the moral of the story is the ceiling is so low for women, and there is absolutely no ceiling for men. You can
go
from SpongeBob to Ariana Grande.
You can.
It is, okay.
Good for y'all, really.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to go up to Ariana and be like, hello, Ariana.
Are you doing Squidward now?
I am. I think she likes a bad boy.
Yeah.
She likes Pete a little bit, you know, Mac Miller. thank you. Next.
That's what you say to her.
Do women get like that? Because there's a thing, like, as a guy where you'll see, like, a gorgeous woman and you'll just see the fucking guy she's with and you're just like, you piece of fucking shit. They never live up to.
No.
Because, you know, you see someone who's just, like, truly gorgeous. You're like, okay, you're clearly with fucking the CEO of Google or with.
Yeah. Jason Momoa.
Yeah. And then people.
every time. And it's never the opposite.
Every time.
No.
Nope.
No.
Yeah,
absolutely it's not.
Okay. No. I'm good. I'm glad that's like a universal, it's, like, what yeah, the we fuck all is going
it.
On.
Everyone does.
Everybody does.
And they talk about it behind their backs.
It is so like crazy to me how people will be like, oh, women, you know, they're not like the sexual, like gender, they're not sexual. But like, what it takes from a woman to stomach men
gross.
Because. Hey, I said spit, not swallow.
He said spit, not swallow. Yeah, we covered
this. We know where I'm at. Like, you got to be so horny to fucking deal with some of these fucking guys. Oh, myself included.
It's not horny. No, it's not horny. Self-esteem. It's
okay.
Yeah, you're not enjoying it at all.
Okay. Devastating. Devastating to hear. Well, you've given me a lot to think about, and I'm going to go jump off that second story out there.
No, you're doing great. You're going to be with Ariana Grande in 2 years.
Yeah, you're about to be with Ariana.
No,
yeah.
But then she's going to be like, this is my lowest moment.
Yes.
And then she's going to be at the back of the cellar with me, and she's like, he's doing that fucking Chinese Trump thing again.
Yeah.
No, she's going to remember that negative feeling. It's like, all right, well, I guess we'll go home to our Astoria apartment.
Yes. Dude, but it's great for you. And then I think
we
get rebirthed as men after this, and then it's just a cycle.
In the next life.
Yeah.
Mm.
Would you want to be men?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yes.
She may be.
Am I bleeding? Okay, so we want to know
who was the masculine one of the two. It's the one with an open wound.
An open wound proudly in front of the camera.
Yeah, okay. So that's where you are now, relationship-wise, single and ready for Ariana. Okay, second question. Favorite form of self-care?
For a long time, it used to be drugs. Mm. Like, if I was having, like, a real rough time.
Mm-hmm.
I do like acid or like mushrooms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can still do like Percocets and stuff.
Right.
But I got to be really, really careful with that for a zillion reasons. And honestly, like
I had the same conversation with my Uber driver last night.
You're like, why are you driving on the sidewalk? He's like, yeah, self-care.
Yeah.
Self-care. Just chilling. Just chilling. It's Atlanta, man. What do you give a shit? Also, the driving here is crazy.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. Oh, it's the worst in the country.
I think
it's pretty bad.
Yeah. I asked somebody that, like, I think it's like comparable to Denver. And I was like, uh-huh. And I was like,
no, worst drivers on the planet. Yeah.
Fucking most red lights insane. Are a suggestion.
Yes. Absolutely. Fucking.
And I suggest to go. Yeah. I am always suggested to go.
And, you know, you gotta just go. You gotta do it because they're gonna do it first, you know. You gotta do it.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking crazy here. It's Wild West. Yeah. There's an account you should follow online. We'll tell you about it.
It's just videos of just people driving.
Essentially.
Poorly.
I mean,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Me
like dash
if
cameras.
I'm fucking like scrolling and I'm just like waiting for something and I saw it, it would raise my nerves so much
to
just watch people do that shit.
Oh, yeah, it's so fun. It's like Six Flags on the road.
If you're in the right mood, it's fun, but I can't just be like, puppy, puppy, kitty. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But it's every day, all day in Atlanta. Yeah. Okay. So, what's a different form of self-care?
I like
that was going to lead into a real thing, too.
Oh,
that's a real answer.
Sure.
But also, like psych meds like helped me like change my life, too. And
good.
I mean, that's like a daily maintenance thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think self-care, people think of it as like, it's like an impulse. It's like, it's my coffee. It's my, it's like this. And like, I think those moments are important, but I lean a little too much towards hedonism where it doesn't become so, it becomes destructive. You know, the like, oh, I'm going to have like McDonald's on the way home. It's not that. It's like, oh, fucking, I'll have McDonald's, hopefully get some serotonin.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those things.
But no, like I think self-care, I think self-care it should be a daily routine. It should be something you do for yourself regularly, like you said, and not just every now and then.
Well, and I also just went back on them. I had been off them because you get in a cycle with them when you're on them and you're like,
I feel great. I don't need them.
And then you're like, oh, I forget. I'm deeply ill.
Yes.
If I go like months into it and I finally like turn the other corner with it and I can kind of remember how I felt off of them, I'm like, oh, this was like not okay.
Yeah.
This like shit was truly severe and I hadn't quite realized it because you know, shit's just so you just get used to swimming in that pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, they say that all the time though, that I mean, I've heard that story a million times from people is it felt great. So I got off of it. I didn't need it. And it was like, no, that's the only reason.
This is why you were
felt
feeling
great.
Right?
That's why,
why would you get off of it then? I don't understand.
Well, side effects and stuff. Some people do.
The side effects. So the sleeping, I would like sleep a lot.
Mm. What's a lot?
Oh,
12 hours?
12 hours and yikes. Then a 3-hour nap.
Oof.
Oh, you are a dog.
Yeah. That's why Mochi and I get along so yeah. well. As we can, he loved it. When I was like on psych meds and like napping with him every day, it was perfect. We were like on the perfect schedule to be a pug.
Yeah.
He loved it. I think it's why we bonded so much.
Aww.
And then there's the sexual side effects where like you can't come. And it's weird. Like the closest thing I can compare it to, and sorry, this is male centered, is like wearing like a very thick, almost like neurological condom. It just blunts it. Like you could, you would be able to feel like
you could do
blunt
it, yeah.
force or
yeah.
like
yeah,
a cut.
Like a punch.
But yeah, yeah, but it just takes away a lot of the beauty and nuance of
sure.
it. And also you can't like that little switch at the end that like gets you into like completion. It just gets buried so deep and small into the brain. Mm. And then I went on Wellbutrin because that's what's recommended for that. And it did work. It got rid of the sexual side effects. But what Wellbutrin did to me, I guess this is pretty uncommon. Mm-hmm. So this is not to, take your Wellbutrin.
And we're not doctors. So do your own. Talk to your docs, obviously, about your medical self-care.
It would give me suicidal thoughts very regularly.
Wow.
But it wasn't. It was like an intrusive thought. It was like a reactive thing. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like I was like, ugh, life is so hard. I just want to end it all. It was like, I could do laundry or I could kill myself. Like it would just come in all the time. But I knew where it was coming from. I knew it was the Wellbutrin because it wasn't like that before.
Well, see, that's nice that you had the self-awareness to go along with it, to be to be outside of it and go, okay, that's that. That's the meds, not me.
Well, again, it wasn't rooted in despair. It was just this shitty little,
zing.
Yeah.
And I think if it's regular, then that's probably a good thing. And then it eventually comes a little bit more regular, and then
God, I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, where I could have gotten into from a little me,
So you fix that. Though.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Look at that bus. I bet it could do it. Big bus.
Big strong sexy bus.
Big bus. You can transport a lot of immigrants on that bus.
Who makes those buses?
You know who? They make the best buses.
America.
Ford, and you know what? It's staffed by Chinese people. Ford loves Chinese people. They're thinking of replacing the R with an L. That's how much they love Chinese people. Cut that one out.
That one's good.
Leave that one.
I can't. It's perfect.
No, it's pretty good. It's fine.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay. All right. Dumbest question. Last segment. Hotter or notter? You find out your wife Ariana Grande is cheating on you. Mm-hmm. Would you rather the person that she's cheating on you with? You're the cuck now. Would you rather there be hotter or notter hotter than you?
That's such a good question. Well, because
I know
this is the longest he just shared so much
because Ariana
deep personal stuff about his mental health, and then he thought way harder about this question.
And it's so specific to Ariana Grande, just, by the way.
Yeah. Well, because with her, you're getting all the media coverage in the world.
Oh no, okay, yeah.
I mean, I guess hotter with her because then you're like, okay, yeah, it was Timothée Chalamet. It was insert
That's
person
who
you here.
Picked.
Yeah,
that's.
I don't know who the hot male celebs are anymore.
You picked Timothée Chalamet,
Jason Momoa.
Yeah,
I mean, once
Jason
again,
Momoa.
It's always Jason Momoa. Yeah.
I want her to cheat on me with Taylor Swift because then that would make so many more headlines.
God,
but now
really
I'm
you're just a PR king.
Yeah.
Okay, that
you'd
makes
be
sense.
In the machine then.
God, you really are an anti-hero. Yeah. Okay, this has been beautiful.
Swift callback.
Yeah,
there we go. This has been amazing. Thank you so much. Tell the people how to follow you, where they can support you, all that good stuff.
Please follow me on Instagram and on my YouTube. It's Ben S. Bryant, or just Ben Bryant. Look it up. It'll be my face. Please, I'm pretty bad with my socials. I think I'm actually the lowest followed comic on this Laughing Skull Fest, and that hurts my feelings.
But easily the most talented.
Yeah.
You're
such a good impressionist.
Are you guys not on?
No.
Then yes. Then yes.
I did not apply.
You live here and you've done it, though.
Yeah.
Several times.
It didn't need. Yeah.
I did actually. We'll talk about this later. But yeah, actually, I talked to somebody about the impressions and stuff, which is pretty cool. They want me to do like audition for animation stuff, which is cool. That's like dream level stuff.
That's awesome, dude.
I'm going to be the next Rick and Morty.
Dude, you're gonna kill
I'm gonna lock my girlfriend in a basement like Justin Roiland did.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna have that freaking animation face.
Jeez. I better lock.
Wow, it just sounds like you're holding in poop.
That's what really it does. It's hard without headphones.
Mm. Yeah, I hear it.
Don't give away all your work now. No, save it.
Ben S. Bryant.
Yes, my middle name is Santiago.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's Samuel.
Do you want to bet?
I really want it to be Santiago.
It is. We'll pull out my ID. We'll do it later so it doesn't
fucking
get
fantastic.
My identity stolen. Yeah.
That is awesome. I love that so much.
My mom did it so I wouldn't be racist. Backfired. Made me more racist.
Yeah, you're like, no, I could say it.
No, I could say it. Santiago. That is great. That's great. You should go by Santiago, Brian.
Yeah. You get booked more.
You really
okay,
are.
I'll do it.
You get in all the festivals.
I'll do anything. I'll do anything for any reason.
I'll do just anything, really.
That's why I keep hooking up with all these people.
We love you.
Go follow Ben, and we love each and every one of you.
Sayonara, Santiago.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Cheaties Podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen. And if you've been cheated on or you have cheated, you've got a cheating story that we want to hear. Leave us a teaser voicemail at 888-STABBY-8. That's 888-782-2298. And hey, while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Cheaties Podcast. And follow me, Lace Larrabee, at Lace Larrabee. And follow me, Catherine Blanford, at It's Catherine Blanford. Stay stabby.
Go to your ready-made horse. That's all you're good